And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Jim Kingsmill, expert angler, professional captain, and expert on the binos. We're going to be talking binos, fishing, and more. You stay tuned to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-track cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Install sea deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, sea deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the Sea Deck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how Sea Deck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with the stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. Sea Deck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how Sea Deck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a weight of fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, Captain Jim Kingsmill's in the house. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, guys.
What's up,
great
Jim?
Great to have you in the studio, man. You've been a busy guy, right?
Yeah, now that I'm retired.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, you retired from Fullerton Police Department. Congratulations.
Westminster.
Yeah, congratulations.
Westminster, excuse me.
Yeah, we're good.
How many years with the police?
29 years.
29 years. Well, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's
you
great.
Start when you're 15?
Yeah, I was 20.
You were? Really?
Yeah. Yep. My old man had to buy my gun for me because I wasn't
no
old
way.
Enough to buy
me. That's rad, man.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, that was a while back.
And now you are retired and busier than ever.
Yep, working on boats and doing actually more boat work than fishing. But once the boats are done, we'll get out there.
Yeah. But you just came back from a great trip down to Costa Rica doing a little Blue Island fishing.
Yeah, that was something else. I'll tell you, Costa Rica was an amazing place. I hadn't visited there. I'd been to Panama, but not Costa Rica. And I'll tell you, just the marina itself at Los Sueños, just the hardware, that was spectacular.
That's
you're
so
a boat
cool.
person. That is, the Carolinas are
that's
unbelievable.
Are.
Yeah, and the guys down there just love targeting Blue Marlin, right?
Yeah, you know, well, it's sailfish and blue marlin.
Sailfish and blue marlin.
Yeah, you go out and fish the fads for the blue marlin, and then inshore, it's one sailfish after another.
Yeah, and Costa Rica is such a friendly country, you know. It's like they just love having people there and love having people that spend money, and it's kind of a welcoming place.
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't spend very much time on land. We were, you know, we went out and fished the fads, and you were 70 to 110 miles offshore for six days. And, you know, we never saw the coast. It was but just spectacular, beautiful sunsets every night. And turn the engine off and start cooking dinner.
It takes some pretty serious rigs. If you're going to, you know, if you're 100 miles offshore and you need to stay there for several days, I mean, you get some pretty serious battle wagons down there.
Yeah. No, it was, we were in Pete Wishney. He had a 50 Hatteras, real nice boat. And you know, you got two generators and two this and two that.
Sure.
And you're living on the water is great.
Ah, that's so cool.
Gotta love
that's
that,
so
man.
Cool.
Gotta love that. Now, oh, bluefin tuna in the picture, yellowtail. Here it is. April. This is no April Fool's
joke. Yeah, right.
This is the real deal. There's big bluefin out there, and it's happening, right?
Season started.
And now you're throwing some sea bass in, too.
Yeah.
Have it all this year.
Yeah, it's like, wow. You know, it's like Brandon Hayward says, come on, we're going to Catalina. It's biting. Let's go. What do? You go to catch bluefin tuna, go catch sea bass, okay?
Yes.
Yes,
is the
all
answer.
Of the above, right?
It was, you know, I mean, there was definitely fish that have been caught and continued to, you know, ones and twos here or there for, you know, for a while now, but there's been some legitimate good bluefin fishing. I mean, the three quarter day boat at a Fisherman's Landing, the Liberty, had 23 or 25 bluefin for, you know, whatever it was, 15 guys or 17 guys. I mean, we're talking approaching limit-style bluefin fishing on a three-quarter day trip. And then the San Diego catching some giant ones, you know, yesterday, the day before. And it's and all of this in not ideal condition. I mean, you know how that bluefin loves flat, greasy, calm. You know, that's what makes it float and show and bite. And it's been marginal weather at best for the guys the last few days. And with this really good weather coming up in front of us, I can't wait to see what goes down.
Yeah, it's good. It could be the start of something big here.
I think so.
No doubt about it. And what you need when you're hunting bluefin is a good pair of binoculars, right, Jimmy?
You can't go home. You know, you can't leave the dock without them.
Yeah. So you're the Fraser Optic representative for the Western United States, right?
Well, you know, I'm a distributor.
Yeah.
You know, my company's called Gyro Pros, and all I do is sell Fraser Optics gyros, and they have a Bi-Lite and they have a Mariner, and if you're serious about stepping up your game, you really just got to have gyros. And especially the last 3 years, it's been kind of a different program where, you know, the cattle boat guys have their sonars and they find the big school and they throw the bait and they're on them. And it's been, I mean, you can leave the dock and not bring any bait. You don't need any bait. You get, you know, you bring your yummy fly and your popper and your game on, and as long as you can find the school. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's just following a couple turns to a school, and you miss those turns, you miss the day.
Yeah, and you're burning all this fuel, spending all this time. That's what a lot of times can make the difference, is being able to see them. And the difference, kind of describe the difference between the old standard 7x50 binoculars that kind of everybody has grown up with, and a pair of Fraser Optic gyro stabilized binoculars.
Well, your standard binocular is generally like a 7 power magnification, and that's hard to hold steady. And we used to, we'd marlin fish, and you could only get in the binoculars when you're going downswell, because when you're going upswell, the boat was moving so much you couldn't see a thing. And now you add this gyro. It's a, electric, a battery-powered mechanical gyro that spins at 30,000 RPMs, and it stabilizes your image to where you can look upswell, downswell, and not only is it, a binocular, but it's 14 power. It's double.
Literally twice as far.
Twice. You're looking twice as far and stabilizing it. And I'll tell you, with the last couple of years with with finding the turns, is you get an overcast day,
yeah. You
can't see the turns against the horizon. It's a gray sky, and the birds are that light colored, and really the gyros are making the difference.
Yeah, it is as we say, a game changer, and you're seeing things that you never saw before, literally. And once you start using a gyro stabilized binocular, you feel absolutely naked fishing without it.
The only downside to having a pair of Frasers is your other binoculars instantly become just worth nothing.
They're just worthless.
I used to really pride myself on how well I could see out of, my standard field binoculars, and I pick them up now if we're, whatever, jumped on the boat in the afternoon, weren't planning on going, whatever that scenario is, and you pick them up and just, what is going on? Like, I can't see anything out of these anymore. You just can't believe the difference of having those Frasers.
If you don't have them, you're kind of
it's tough. I've got some pro staff, some in Costa Rica and Panama and Florida Keys, and they'll have it where they go in for repair or something, and they got a tournament coming up, and they're panicking.
Yeah.
They're literally calling me, panicking. Do you have some loaners? Oh my God! And I'm overnighting binoculars to the Florida Keys because the captain's panicking without them.
Yeah, something went wrong with them or something like that.
I'll tell you, the thing too is if you're fishing in a small boat like we are, I mean your personal boat, they're the most important fish finding tool that we have on our boat, period. Well above any piece of electronic fish, aiding equipment that we have, for sure. I mean, what we do in a small boat, it's eyeball fishing. You're looking for birds and current and kelps and fish themselves and all those things. And if you can see X amount of distance with your eye, and then you can double that distance with a pair of binoculars, or you can quadruple it with a pair of gyros. I mean, just think about the circle of the ocean that you're effectively fishing with them versus without them. There is no difference.
It's an important tool.
Yeah.
And explain the difference. We were talking about this a few weeks ago. We were talking about gyro-stabilized binoculars. What's the difference between, the Fujinon product and the Fraser product? I mean, those are two of the basically big companies that are popular in gyros.
Really, that's the only two that are available. Mm-hmm. And really the big difference between the two, they're apples and oranges, both great pieces of equipment. The Fujinon has a bigger gyro, has a bigger motor, takes more power to turn it, and it has a single access point. The two prisms inside go off of one access point, whereas the Fraser product has two access points, has one gyro, smaller gyro, but two access points. And so what Fraser tried to do with their engineering is that when you take a Fujinon, which is great stabilization for up and down bump on the water, but when you try to scan side to side, you have to go extremely slow, or actually just stop, look, and then turn it off, uncage it, or cage it, and then turn and loop, find a new position, because they'll twitch, because it bends the image. You got one prism further from one eye than the other, so the image distorts as it goes sideways. It like shakes. So what Fraser did is they put them on two access points, so when you are scanning side to side, the image, the prism stays the same distance from each eyeball, and so you have this smooth transition side to side. So it's kind of a how you're fishing is the better product. If you're in a tower on a big sport fisher and you're going upswell looking for tailing marlin downswell, your Fujinon is going to be a better hold the ocean steady or the balance of the boat. If you're a lower and you're scanning for swordfish, kelps, birds, the Fraser is going to have double the scan rate, and you're going to be able to see more.
You're going to be able to cover more water.
Correct.
Yeah. Now describe the lesser expensive Stabiscope, is it?
Technostabi.
Technostabi, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically an electronic stabilization. It's basically delaying what you're seeing a split second and trying to stabilize it. So, like, if you're holding an image, the computer chip is telling it, okay, here we are, and then you bump it sideways and then you come back to the same image, it's going to have a delay and it's going to stay on what you are on the most.
I see.
So it's not a true gyro. That makes sense?
Yes.
It's not doing quite the same thing.
It stabilizes the image, but it's not able to sweep to different areas.
It's just a delay
uh-huh.
in what you're really seeing and what your brain is interpreting what you're seeing. It's just slowing it down.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And then,
yeah. And then
it's just like your camera.
Okay.
It'll pause the image for a second, for just a split second, and then if you come back to it, it stays clear. But if you move, then it jitters.
Yeah. So if you, but a true gyro is actually a gyro a lot like a seakeeper on a boat or a gyro.
It's a gyro compass. It's basically you take the front wheel of a bicycle and you hold the shaft and you spin that wheel as fast as you can and you can take one hand when the tire is spinning, on the bicycle tire spinning, you can let go one side and the tire or the wheel will stay suspended in air. If that makes sense.
If
it's going fast enough, the centrifugal force will hold it.
That's the whole idea.
Right.
And that's why they're an expensive product, is just because that gyroscopic stabilization is an expensive product.
It just has to be so precisely round. Okay. It has to be absolutely anything offset at all, you're going to get a jitter.
Because you said it's
30,000
RPMs. 30,000 RPMs, 30,000 revolutions per minute, and then this little thing that you're holding in your hand. So imagine that.
Yep.
Powered by a battery.
Yep. Two AA batteries.
I'm so crazy impressed, too, with how strong they are and how little issue. I've had my pair for 6 years now. I mean, 6 years in what I'm sure is one of the more harsh environments that a pair lives in. I don't have a 50-foot sport fisher that's got a sea keeper and a stable. We fish in a skiff and a 25-foot Parker that we pound around, and those things go all the time, every time, and they work flawlessly. And I've never had an issue yet. I mean, they've just been perfect. The longevity has been absolutely awesome. Like, that's the thing that has blown me away. You know, you just think, well, God, at some point, there's nothing that you can use that often without having some type of issue, but still, you know, knock on wood. I mean, my pair have been absolutely perfect. They go every time. They're used all the time, and I just can't say enough good things about them.
Jimmy, they were originally built for the government, the military, right?
The military.
The whole technology was designed for the military.
Yes.
To see stuff.
To identify friend and foe.
Yeah, for sure. So that's why fishermen are able to take advantage of this technology is because the military spent the money to put it all together.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty old school thing. We discovered them back in 1993, and it was all related to the fall of Russia when Russian military surplus flooded the market, and we had a military surplus vendor out of Oceanside was tugging on Captain Mike Hurt's sleeve saying, hey, you got to try this thing. And he was like, hey, don't bother me. I was crewing for him on the wait and see, and the guy was so persistent that Mike said, here, Jim, try these things. Okay, and we tried them, and it was, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
And they were Russian surplus.
And they were Russian military surplus. They were, what the brand was, a Paling, which you can actually still find sometimes on the Internet and buy them used. But what I found it to be was an exact replica of the very earliest version of Fujinon's gyro-stabilized binocular.
Oh.
So if you looked at the two, one was made with rubber and nice finish, was a Fujinon, and then the Russian one was this hard plastic, the
The rubber was terrible quality. It used to make, I had black rings under my eyes. I had a bloody nose. Bridge of my nose was completely bloodied. I was Band-Aid. You know, it was because we were, you know, it was tournament fishing. It was, you know, we, the first year we had them, we won 30 grand. Win 30 grand was unbelievable.
Yeah. And that's so you cool. think is
oh, absolutely. The gyros were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was the game changer, and we did that for 10 years, and then I couldn't keep buying these palings because things would break, and there's no one to fix them. Yeah, there's no part, so you just buy a whole nother one and sabotage a part. And so that was when I actually contacted Fujinon and said, hey, I think I got a market for you, and they kind of said, hey, beat it. And then I found Fraser, and they said, hey, okay, let's see how you do, you know. And I convinced the guy by saying, hey, if I can sell 9 of them in a month, you got to give me the 10th one. And it took 2 weeks to sell 9.
Wow. Wow.
And I still have the 10th one. It works awesome.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
You're the representative for them. And
yep.
Gyro Pros was born, and gyropros.com. And you actually, the problem with them these days, because the military has such high demand, is getting them, right?
Getting it, it's been a struggle the last 2 years. You know, the commercial side of Fraser Optics, they just don't, they're not interested in it. And it's the same thing with Fujinon. They're not making any money on this product. It's, you know, it's $5,000-$6,000 for a device that's, you know, a recreational thing. Just until you realize how much you need it, you're not going to, it's a tough nut to crack.
Right.
And so it just,
it's the availability. They just don't make a lot of them.
Right. And so, like, I ordered 5 units 2 months ago. I should get them in a couple of weeks. And 2 of the 5 are spoken for, so there's actually going to be 3 available in the next 3 weeks. And it's just been a struggle getting them.
Yeah. If you want to get one, what you're saying is you want to get one for the season coming up, you better speak up.
Yeah, and if you just go on the website and you log in and you want to get in line to get a pair, you know, you got to go on there, and I just go by that on first come first serve basis. And I did, you know, kind of on the bright side, as I did have a conversation with the new CEO Fraser, and he was very excited about, you know, going into the commercial, supporting commercial better. And that's kind of why I'm doing it. I'm not making a bunch of money stuff. This has been tough. It's like I've got hundreds of these things out. All my friends have them. And it's like, hey, we got to keep this thing going.
That's
true. You know, they do break. They're not foolproof.
Yep.
And so when you break, you got to send them back there. They're mil-spec. They go through all kinds of procedures before you get them back. They dunk them in a tank of water. You know, they hold them in a meter of water for 24 hours before they send them back to you to get mil-spec labeling.
Because they're waterproof.
They're waterproof. They float.
They both float.
Right.
So both the Mariner as well as the Bi-Lites float.
Yes. So when you're paying partially what you're paying for is that mil-spec.
Sure.
So like they literally will have. A military guy will come in to evaluate them, and they literally drop them. They drop them 4 times, 18 inches high, on a cement slab with a, you know, a 3/4 inch piece of plywood laying down, and they'll drop it 4 times on 4 different positions, and they have to survive the drop.
Do that.
Wow.
Otherwise, they don't meet spec. You know, so they'll have 50 of them laying out, and before the military buy them, they'll go grab one of them randomly and do the test, dunk it underwater and drop it and
do the whole
thing. That's wild.
Poor thing.
That's wild.
Yeah. Really?
That makes me cringe thinking about that.
$5,000 binoculars and dropping them, right?
Ours are like so preciously cared for on the boat. They got a spot. Like, don't even look through them without putting the neck strap on. They're like so gingerly taken care of. I just can't imagine grabbing a pair and just throwing them around a little bit.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, we got a lot to talk about, and it's not just about binoculars. We're talking fishing here with Captain Jim Kingsmill because he is on it. I mean, this guy's been fishing Southern California waters. Like, when did you start with your dad?
I was fishing the docks in Oceanside at about 6.
Yeah, and he knows what's going. He was on the winningest team in history, the famous Dream Team with Steve Lasley and Pete Grosbeck that won the richest Bisbee in history, right?
3.9.
Cool, man.
3.9 million. Really cool. Yeah, he was part of that group. And Jimmy's been around, shall we say, right?
There's no doubt about that. We're going to have such a great show today. So much information and so much to talk about. The tuna season is here. And if you want to join us this morning, what a great opportunity to talk to one of the best. Two ways you can reach us if you want to be part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457. 1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to take in your phone calls, we're talking fishing, we're talking binos, we're talking all kinds of great fun on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. We're also giving away such a great prize. Someone is going to be so stoked at the end of the show today because AFCO has given us an awesome brand new Solitude 2.5 layer waterproof jacket. It's a great jacket for local offshore or travel. It's courtesy of AFCO. It's a really, really nice weather jacket for a local. It's awesome. Somebody's going to be so, so stoked with that Solitude jacket from AFCO. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Great to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half.
three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's head down to the East Cape and talk to Matthew Clifton from Scorpion Sport Fishing. Good morning, Matt. Pick me up, Matthew?
Yes, sir. How
are
you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Yes.
All right. We're doing great. So tell us about Scorpion Sport Fishing.
Okay. Yeah. This is operation that started about 3 years ago down here on the East Cape. We got two boats. We got a 35-foot Cabo. She's got brand new Cummings 480s in her, and she's well-equipped, all new Shimano equipment, and great crew. I've had them on the boat for about 3 years, and they're a great crew, great captain, and just like to have a lot of fun. And then we also have the Scorpion, which is a 26-foot center console, Florida-style center console. It's not a Ponga. It'll get you to the fish fast. It's got twin 250s and excellent equipment, just like our other boat, El Regalo.
Wow.
We also do guided beach fishing, fly fishing. From the boats or from the beach. And so we pretty much offer everything from offshore, inshore, fly fishing, whatever the clients would like to do.
Wow. So your beach fishing, you do either on quads on the beach with expert guides or from the boat. That's kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we do fly fishing with the quads, throwing some poppers out there, and teasing them in with a rooster fish, caught mahi, dorado from the beach as well, sierra, all those type of inshore species that are good targets for fly fishermen, whether from the boat or from the beach.
And then, of course, your two boats. The one center console, it's the real deal down there.
Really?
Man. I mean, I'm telling you, that thing is amazing, the Scorpion.
Perfect over the Cape, too.
Oh, yeah. Twin 250s. How fast does that go?
I think it'll get up to 37 knots. You don't usually take it up that much, but it'll get up to about 37 knots.
Wow. And then, of course, El Regalo, brand-new repowered 35 Cabo. Been around in the East Cape for quite a while, and you bought it, repowered it, and that's a speedy machine, too.
Yeah, for sure. We got two of the fastest boats here on the East Cape. But being fast is one thing, but once you get there, having the crew and the equipment to employ different techniques, to try different things, and to know that when you do hook that fish of a lifetime, you're going to get it in because you have the right tackle, you have the right line, you have the right reel, and then you're going to have the right deckhand that's going to make that gaff shot and put it on the deck for you.
Yeah,
that's
no
cool.
Doubt about it. So, and your operations are fully equipped, so you don't need to bring any rods and reels, you don't need to bring any tackle, you step aboard either one of your boats, and you're set.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That was kind of why I started this operation. I came down here years ago, and I'd fish on pongas and stuff like that, and I end up lugging down all this equipment down to the beach every day because I wanted to make sure if I did catch that good fish that I was going to get it in. I wasn't going to be fighting my equipment more than the fish. So, yeah, we definitely have brand-new Shimano equipment, Talica reels for our bait rods, and you don't have to bring anything down. We got tons of lure. We use all fluorocarbon leaders as well as high quality hooks. So you're all equipped when you come down.
Oh. Keep in mind too, when you're booking a boat like that, like the amount that saves you on the front end of things. With the amount of money that you're going to spend prepping your tackle to go down there, new top shots and floor and all that kind of stuff, and then with what a lot of, extra charges and airlines are starting to be carrying extra rod tubes and overweights and things like that. I mean, there's a significant amount of savings that's built in by utilizing an operation like Matthew's.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you'll pick up at any East Cape resort, right? Rancho Leonero.
Oh yeah,
Palmas
yeah, for sure. We work with all the hotels here: Palmas de Cortez, Hotel Buena Vista, Rancho Leonero. Wherever you like to stay, and a lot of people rent houses when they come down here and bring their whole family and make it a family deal, and we're happy to pick them up, whether it be in a car or at the dock to the local hotel. So,
And I'm blown away, too, at how reasonable your rates are, too. pretty amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, we try to keep our costs down as much as we can. Fuel is pretty expensive down here in Mexico, but, you know, we want to make sure that we have enough to get the customers to the fish where we need to go, and, you know, also keep it reasonable so they have a good time and they're not stressing out, you know, about, you know, entering their pocketbooks to come down and take a day of fishing.
No doubt. How's the fishing right now?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's starting to heat up. We got a variety of fish. I wouldn't say we have a ton of anything, but there's some really nice yellowtail out there. We went last week and we got three nice ones in about 35, 40-pound class. This really nice yellowfin tuna just north of town here, just north of Los Barriles, a couple miles, and they're in about 40-pound class.
Nice.
There's some wahoo as well. A 97-pounder was caught just 2 days ago.
Yeah,
which is a big
Rancho Leon Arrow. Did you see that? Yeah, that was quite a picture. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
Captain Santos
wahoo.
Does it again, cool. Man. That guy is amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just starting to heat up. We got a variety of action right now, from whether you want snapper, grouper, tuna, yellowtail, wahoo. So there's a variety here. In the next couple of weeks is when we usually get really heated up. The Southern Current starts ripping through here and bringing all those pelagic species.
Ready to go. All right. If somebody wants to book a trip on Scorpion Sport Fishing, either the beach trips, the center console twin outboard, or the 35 Cabo, scorpionsportfishing.com, right? You can book right online?
Yes, sir. You can make your deposit there. If you have any questions or you need any assistance, I'd be happy to help. Just shoot me an email. My contact information is on there, and, you know, I'd be happy to help out.
All right. Welcome aboard, Matt. Scorpion Sport Fishing, great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. You guys have a nice day.
All right. You too. Thanks very much for the call. Hey, let's go live on the water. Captain Ryan Bustian on the San Diego. Good morning, Booker.
Good morning, Pete. How you doing? We're headed out here this morning with a full load of passengers. What's going on?
Hey, and the weather has straightened out, hasn't it?
It has straightened out. We tried to go yesterday, and it was just too bad. You know, we're pulling on some big fish right now, and landing a big fish in flat, calm weather is tough enough. You put an 8-10-foot wind swell, it makes it nearly impossible. So we scratched yesterday after a good week of fishing offshore, and we're back at it here today. We're catching yellowtail and bluefin tuna, and it's only April 1st.
And how about
so cool,
and again, this is no April Fool's joke. This is the real deal, right?
This is the real deal. It's no April Fool's joke. We caught our first 100-pounder the day before yesterday. I think we had 7 of them hooked. We caught a 103-pounder. We caught an 86-pounder. There's yellowtail on kelp. It's kind of a challenge for getting prepared tackle-wise, but what we're telling people is to come out with a 25 or a 30-pound rod for the smaller grade fish. There's a couple of different bodies of fish down here. There's bluefin tuna that are 20 to 50 pounds, and then there's bluefin tuna that are 70 to 120 pounds, they look to be. So it's a challenge. We're telling people to use their lighter line if we're stuck on a kelp catching yellowtail or fishing the smaller grade bluefin. And if we see those big boys, you're going to want to use nothing less than 50 pounds. Our fish the other day were caught on Shimano flatfall. And with those Shimano flatfalls, you want to make sure you have a nice heavy leader, 60 or 80-pound leader, so they don't chew through. A lot of times they just come through and swallow that flatfall. So if a guy came out with a 25-pound rod and then a rod with nothing less than, you know, 40 or 50 pounds, 60 or 80 would be better. Now, a good way to fish that flatfall is like a Talica 12 filled up with 65-pound Spectra to a short little leader of 80-pound fluorocarbon. That's a very good way to get them. So
that's good to
know. Early in the year here, we're seeing good sign of fish. We're on our way out right now, and we're hoping it continues. This weather, you know, it's kind of been, we honestly haven't had good weather a single day offshore yet. Today looks to be the nicest day, so we're hoping this fishing's going to continue.
Wow, that's such fantastic information. It's so early. I mean, it's earlier than last year, right?
It's very, very early. Yeah, it's about a month earlier than last year. I keep hoping that someone's going to snag an albacore here. You know, we got the temperature, the water temperatures to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if someone trolled up an albacore here in the next few weeks.
What kind of water temp are you looking at out there?
We're looking at like 61.5 to 62.5, right in there. So certainly cool enough. And, you know, Coronado Islands are a little cold and dirty, so we ventured offshore, and we were pleasantly surprised. It started out as straight yellowtail fishing out here, and they're kelp patty grade yellowtail. They're 3 to 10 pounders. You can throw them back if you like. A lot of guys are releasing them. They're a good way to break up the day. They're also a good way to get a fish dinner. So we're stopping on yellowtail kelps if we see them, but we're mainly targeting the bluefin tuna here.
Trophy hunting. That's so cool that this is going on at this time of year. Like I said, 100-pounders on the deck of the San Diego in March.
It's crazy, man. I never thought I would see this, but it's happening 3 years in a row here now where we got a shot at big fish really close to home. So
oh,
if you've
man.
Ever wanted to pull on a 100-pounder and not go on a 15-day trip, you certainly have an opportunity to do so right now.
Yeah, and on a 3/4-day trip, right?
On a 3/4-day trip, yeah. We leave at 5:30 in the morning. We come back, between 5 and 7 at night. And it's quite the challenge. You really want to make sure you're prepared tackle-wise. If you come out here and you hook one of these things on 30 pounds, you're going to wish you didn't, and you're most likely going to lose it.
Yeah, and what you're saying is that the smaller-grade fish is on bait, and then the bigger-grade fish, the Shimano flatfall. What about popper fishing? Any of that going on?
We have not seen that popper thing start up yet. The fish that we're fishing, they're not foaming around on anchovy balls like they were last year. That's when we were catching them on the popper really good, is when these bluefin were foaming on anchovy balls. Right now they seem to be swimming around eating red crab, eating really small bait, so they're not really fired up foaming. It's a lot of stopping on sonar spools, stopping on breezers, and fishing either a fly line bait or a Shimano flatfall.
Very good. All right.
Booger, I was just going to say, do we need a passport for these trips? Is this something that you should have just to be safe in case you do go into the beach? Or what's the passport requirements right now?
Yeah, if you check the Seaforth website, we'll give you updates on whether a passport is required or not. Right now, we are not requiring passports, but it's kind of a weekly decision on where the fish are. When we started this offshore thing last week, we were requiring passports, but as of right now, we are not. If you're fishing within 12 miles of the Coronado Islands, you need a passport. If you're outside of 12 miles, you do not. So check with the guys at Seaforth at 619-224-3383, and they'll let you know whether we need a passport for the trip that you'd like to come on.
All right, and you're fishing every day, right?
Every single day. It is springtime, so we're watching the weather here. If the weather comes up, we're not going to put people at risk and push it. So we will cancel due to weather, but other than that, we are scheduled every single day, and we're hoping this is just the beginning of another great year.
Right on.
All right, the big news, bluefin tuna, April 1st. Thanks a lot, Captain Ryan Boschin, calling us from the San Diego. Appreciate the update, and keep getting them. Keep us updated.
All right, Pete, Rick, I'll definitely keep you guys updated. Thank you.
All right.
Way to go, Ryan.
C4 Sport Fishing is the place to go. Get the San Diego, get on the boat.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I know Buzz on the Prowler is out today, too, overnight trip, and he's going out back out tonight. So
yeah.
Hopefully they're getting on him, too.
I'm sure. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on down south. It's time for the Catch Report with the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Rosewood today. Catch Report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's talk to the Cast Man. Buenos dias, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Castman, how's Panama?
Hey, man, let me tell you, it was a great, great trip. I'm here at the El Panama Hotel, downtown Panama City, getting ready to leave here in about an hour for the airport for my flight home. But, Pete, first of all, everybody wanted me to tell you hi on the barge there. Looking forward to you being down there next April, and So anyway, they said Olaf to you.
All right, but, fantastic.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty different tuna trip than we'd normally, you know, get fish on the poppers and trolling the live bonita for them. This was really different. We were go right out to the Hannibal, and just they were using chunk anchovies or sardinas. I'm sorry, different sardine that I don't know. They got them in town there, but anyway, we were getting tuna anywhere from 80 up to 250 pounds.
Right on, Cass.
Yeah, and they were, but they weren't on the surface. They were metering a lot of tuna. They just weren't. Every now and then they'd pop the surface, but they'd go right down. And looks like they were feeding on these red crabs. Every now and then they'd come up and swim on the surf. The crabs would come up on the surface, and even one of our captains was telling us that because he was netting some. He said the week before they would actually hook one of those crabs on and drop it down and get bit. But it seemed like the sardinas were the real ticket for those big boys. And we had a father son and a friend of the son from Chicago, Mike Hanratty, who goes down to the East Cape with us a lot. I'll tell you, those guys were the tuna boats. I mean, they were getting two to three big tuna each day. You know, by afternoon, they were going inshore to fish for roosters. And that's basically how everything went this week. Get out, get the tuna, you know, get tired, go in, fish roosters. We had some really nice roosters, 50, 60-pound roosters.
Wow.
And, of course, the Kubera snappers. We were getting Dorado on this trip. We had a couple of Wahoo. You know, the doc, Dr. Furness, and I, he said it was an epic African pompano bite. We caught a dozen on using some flatfalls, and it was, like I said, just jigging them. And he was so excited. He said, I've never caught so many African pompo. And they were nice fish. They were going about 15 to 17 pounds. But
nice.
Otherwise, great trip. Looks like we're only going to have maybe 1.5 boats available for next year. These guys are signing up. So anybody wants to join us next April 20th, 2018, can give me a call and sign up for the Let's Talk Hookup Pesca Panama trip. But otherwise, Pete, I was going to tell you, we also caught a 120-pound tarpon.
What? Tarpon?
Yeah, no, it's April Fool's, man.
I was going to say, yeah. Wrong side, Cassman, wrong side.
Yeah.
Hey, Cassman, so
yeah.
We're going April. The reason we moved it to April is because that's when you catch the wahoo down there and that tuna fishing on the surface gets a little better. So you have to deal with a little bit of rain once in a while, but Pesca Panama, late April, certainly the best trips we've had down there that time of the year, right, Cassman?
Yeah, we'll get a lot of those tuna on the surface and getting them on the poppers, which is real hoot. So
yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I'll be back home today, and I'll give you guys a live Baja Fish report next Saturday, and you guys take care.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to book that trip, which there's only, three, four spots left to Pesca Panama next April, we got to call Cass Tours right away, right?
Yeah, 800-593-6510, and I've got some interest on that El Salto trip, and it may be booked by the time I get back, but I'll let everybody know next Saturday if I have one spot or two spots available on that.
Very good, Cass, man. Hey, safe travels, and we'll talk to you back home next Saturday.
Talk to you then.
All right.
Hey, again, if you want to get through, join us this morning, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I'm sick. Got some serious business on the banks of the Smith, yeah.
Get ready for two big events in one happening on the waterfront in Point Loma, San Diego. It's the grand opening of the Big Bay Yachts office at Intrepid Landing and the first West Coast appearance of the Sea Keeper demo boat. Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th. On Friday afternoon, 1 to 7, Scott Lampe will host an open house, open boat at Big Bay Yachts and will have free food and beverage. See and ride the Sea Keeper demo boat and check out the amazing Cobia 23 and 27 center consoles. Priced to sell at ridiculous
fabulous grand opening prices. Big Bay Yachts is also the dealer for Albemarle, including the fantastic 25 Express that makes its premiere at the Big Bay Yachts dock at Intrepid Landing on Saturday, April 15th. It all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 with free breakfast and the Sea Keeper demo boat for free rides. Plus, let Scott and his crew show you the new Cobias, Albemarle, and brokerage boats like the 48 Tiara. Open house and open boats right on the waterfront at the new Intrepid Landing in Point Loma. Check BigBayYachts.com and we'll see you Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Sea Keeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Sea Keeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Sea Keeper's newest offering, the Sea Keeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Sea Keeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Sea Keeper. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones have been packed up. If you want to get through, we do have a local line open. Been a very busy morning already. 858-457-1090.
All right. You have an announcement.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to do it right now.
Come
on, my God. So, Fred Hall Show wrapped up. Great time at Fred Hall Show. And as you know, tons of great activities and things you can do. One of the activities that I stumbled across having a great time was the archery lanes. And I've never really shot any archery before. I certainly assumed my girlfriend Dallas had not shot any archery before. Well, let's go do that. That'd be fun. So day one of the tournament, we go and we each shoot 5 arrows. I smoked her. No problem. Shot the blues, you know, balloon popping thing. I won. I'm feeling extremely confident. Forced her to call me, refer to me as Robin Hood. I was the man. I had archery figured out. What I wasn't paying attention to was how well she was at shooting. You know, her grouping was very good. Like, her arrows were definitely landing all in the same spot. She just didn't have the balloon thing dialed yet. I was a loser for sure. I just got lucky and had a stray arrow pop a balloon. So I took the championship on day one. Having a good time, she decided, well, that's fun. Let's do that again. Day two, I got smoked, and she definitely beat me for sure. So now we have...
You sneak over there and practice.
That's what had to have happened. I mean, there's no way that I could have gotten defeated that bad. So
well,
now
you were busy selling tackle.
Exactly.
Tackle
exactly.
Things, right?
So now we are into the competition 2 days with the... This is now Sunday, the last day of the Fred Hall Show. Tiebreaker had to be done, and so rather than doing the balloon popping thing, it was just arrows into the bullseye, and she got out to an uncomfortable lead on me, and then I crept back, and I got it. And my last shot, I bullseyed up to go ahead by 2 points.
myself and the guy that was running the lane knew we had it because the only way she was going to get ahead of me was center punching the bullseye, which she 100% did do, and she got me out of a possible 50 points. I had 45, she had 46, and the bet was that I was to let everybody know that I was the less superior athlete than my girlfriend in the sport of archery, and that I was a loser.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you for that. And let me tell you, you know my style. I am a smack talker from the get-go. Oh, and then getting up 1-0, I was just letting it fly. So, yeah, I've been eating my words. So Dallas was the champ at the archery competition at the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah.
Next year, though, I'm a smoker. Guaranteed.
All right, there you go.
Guaranteed.
All right, you want to get through, talk to Captain Jim Kingsmill, 858-457-1090. The only line open you want to get through, there's your chance. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up, and we're going to start it off with Tim, who's called us from Fountain Valley this morning. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Tim, I think something's going on here, Ted, with my phones.
Hey,
Ted?
Good morning, Tim.
Ted?
Hello, yeah, guys. I'm interested in the binoculars. Of course, $6,000 for a pair is very spendy, but I have an old pair. What is the size and weight difference with all that technology? Is it very comparable to the old style?
Well, what kind of a device are you looking at? What are you talking about?
I have some 7x50s, just the regular size, and I'm just trying to figure out is there different types of gyros that you sell, different levels? I mean, or is it just one particular type of gyro?
Well, we have two different gyros. One's called a Bi-Lite, which is a newer device and a much lighter device, and the old school device is called a Mariner. The Mariner is literally 5 pounds, and the Bi-Lite is a 3.5 pounds. So it's a pound and a half difference.
Makes a big difference.
And,
yeah,
you know,
kind of
depends on how you're using it. But actually, the weight on a boat, you know, I prefer the weight. I like the heavy 5 pounds. I've been holding it for years, and it doesn't bother me. You know, when you want to catch fish, you work through the sore arms and elbows and back.
Also, is there any type of plug-in to recharge them, like a USB type of port, or is it you just go strictly off the batteries, and how long do those usually last?
So the Bi-Lite has a what they call a CR123 lithium battery, and that'll last you all day long, you know, a 8 to 12-hour day, depending on how many times you cage and uncage and how rough it is. And whereas the Mariner has two AA batteries, and that will last you a good 12 hours. And then the Mariner, when you buy the Mariner, it comes with a 12-volt power cord, so you can plug it into, like, a cigarette lighter.
So you can hardwire it if you want.
You can hardwire it, and then
run it from batteries.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or you can buy like a lithium battery that has rechargeable lithium batteries that you just plug in, and you have two batteries, and you just swap them out. The guys that the sport boat guys that use them every day and during the tuna season, they'll just have two lithium batteries, and they'll have it on the dash at all times, and they just put it change one out every day, and that lasts about a year.
Yeah, and I have the Bi-Lites, and you just buy the batteries on Amazon Prime, and what are they, like $1 a piece or something like that, and they'll last literally all day if you want.
Yeah, they're $2 a piece if you buy them right. If you go to the grocery store, they're $5 or $6.
Yeah, but you buy them 20 for 10 on Amazon, and that'll last you.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say, I got a killer thing that Skeet Simmons from Job Site Supply hooked me up with. So I have a pair of Mariners that have the cord. Honestly, a lot of times I'll just use AA's, but if we're out, he has a Milwaukee drill pack that's got one of those small Milwaukee, I think it's like an 8-volt battery. I mean, the thing is, it's half as short as a paper, as a toilet paper tube, but round, and it's got a little adapter that plugs into that battery with your 12-volt cigarette-style power plug on it. You can drop the thing in your jacket pocket, and the cord will run into the batteries, and that thing will run your gyros for like a week before it even needs to be recharged.
Wow.
It's killer and small and super easy.
And you can carry it around.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just put it in your pocket and keep it totally mobile and everything.
That's a nice
thing. Yeah, I really like it.
And that would only work on the Mariner, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can get a power cord for the Bi-Lite, but it's a very expensive adapter.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
And you don't really need it. And the whole idea behind Bi-Lite is the lightweight.
It's lightweight, no cord.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Gyropros.com. is the place to get them. And $100 off if you go through the Let's Talk Hookup website, which doesn't happen very often.
Yes.
A limited time. Hey, let's jump back in the phones. Look, first-time caller.
Yeah, you got it. We got a first-time caller on the line. That's Justin calling us from Leucadia this morning. Hey, Justin, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
you
for
got it,
us.
Justin.
So I just thought I'd call in this morning. I was out on the Liberty on Wednesday and caught my first bluefin tuna and got it on a three-quarter day boat. So me and my buddies, I went out with a couple of guys, and we all got, I got one bluefin, and my other buddy got a couple, and I got to tell them, I'm buzzing on this whole deal. And I got a freezer. I now got a fridge full of fish that all my neighbors are getting. But I did have a question for you about that. I caught my, it was about 20-pound bluefin. I caught it on a fly line. But I also had a setup for a flat fall, and I was sort of jumping back and forth between trying to fly line and throw the flat fall. How do you guys deal with that? Do you try and just pick one rig and go for it, or do you end up in purgatory like we did a couple of times where, you know, I wanted to try and get something on both, but, you know, maybe sometimes I was missing fish because I was going for the wrong stick. What are your thoughts on that?
What do you think, Jimmy?
Well, you know, being friends with Dave Pfeiffer and having all that Shimano gear all around, you know, if you can throw any kind of artificial with a Trangst is the bomb and the braided line. And whereas if you're going to live bait, I really like to have some mono on top because it's pretty tough to fly line a bait with the braided line. So, you know, best of both worlds if you can have two different rigs. If you got to do both, I would say you probably go with a Talica. You know, one of the smaller Talica reels to do that. And some mono top shot is, to me, is tough to fish bait with braided line.
Yeah. You know, I think you need to let the fish dictate what you're going to do. You know what I mean? Like, there is no black or white answer to what you're saying, too, about, you know, what's better, fishing a live bait or fishing a flat fall. I mean, the fish, you know, that day are going to tell you what it is. You know, if the weather's calm and nice and the fish are floating and they're reacting to the chum real good and there's a lot of fish up on the surface and, you know, blowing out on baits, and you probably are better off of the fly line. And if the fish are acting like Booger was talking about, where they got a lot of fish on the machines but they're staying down or they're just slurping red crabs and they're not reacting to chum as well, then you're probably better off fishing a flat fall. And those are fish in the exact same area that you were fishing on the different day. So I don't think it's ever a thing that you can be black or white with. You just got to let the fish dictate what you're doing, and, you know, and you make adjustments as the day. I mean, that's all about fishing, is making the minor adjustments so that when the opportunity comes, you're doing the best thing possible. And, you know, if the day before, the trip before, most of the fish were caught on the fly line, you should probably start out that way in hopes that they react the same. But if as, you know, you keep sliding into stops and they're not showing, maybe, you read those conditions and think, man, those things are not showing, they're staying down, two guys got bites on flat fall, then get with that and stick with it. And if you see those conditions start to change, then switch back. But right. I don't think it's anything you can be black or white with. You just got to change as the fish want it.
Congratulations on your first bluefin, and thanks for being a first-time caller with us. Please join us again. Bart Hall, it's the party's over, Bart. Good morning, Bart.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I really wanted to call in just to say congratulations to Dallas
further ridicule Ricky.
We had such a good time, Bart. It was great.
You know, that made me smile when you said that, because I saw you guys over there doing that, and I was thinking, that's just one more thing about the Fred Hall shows that you don't think about. Just go out and have a good time with your family. You just proved it right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was a highlight for sure, and such an awesome show. Best ones you guys have ever put together, no doubt about it, both in sales and fun and things to do and everything about it, Bart. It was awesome and a job well done.
Well, thank you very much, Ricky. It means a lot to me. I'm still pretty tired. Mike is too. We're actually just kind of getting through the motions here this week. We'll be better next week. But
yeah.
I was just sitting here thinking, this is in the month of March. I called your show every weekend, each day, and I only called once from my home. And here it is. It's just so nice to be sitting here and calling from the house and not have to be running off to go somewhere else tomorrow. So it's really nice, but the shows were great. I really feel that Long Beach and Del Mar were the best they have ever been. But, you know, you're sitting on the other side of the counter, and to hear you say it, too, makes me feel really good. And, of course, Bakersfield was a new event for us, and everybody told us it was spectacular, and we've already sold more tackle for next year than we did this year. So we're really excited. And I want to thank you, Pete, and I want to thank you, Rick, and all the partnerships we have together. It's been a great year, and I've really enjoyed it. It's tough as it gets for us, you know, with like 3 months with no days off. It was really worth it.
Yeah, it was a great event and great time, both Long Beach, Bakersfield, and Del Mar. And, Bart, we're already on the calendar for next year and looking forward to it. And thanks for doing such a great job and all your hard work. And we'll look forward to next year.
Well, good. Now I can just listen to the show and have fun like everybody else.
Thanks, all right, Bart. Thanks for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports. We got information. You stay tuned. We got more with the best gyros on the water, the Fraser Optics. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year. And salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Rancho Llanero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Llanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Llanero. We love families.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
How would you like a 3-day resort vacation for free? That's exactly what the Kona Kai Marina is offering right now. Bring your boat to the Kona Kai for 3 days for free and have full use of all the great amenities they offer. You'll be set up in a deluxe marina slip. Get free valet parking, a $50 resort credit to use at Vessel's Restaurant and Lounge, or the incredible Spa Terra. You'll have access to their newly remodeled pool, hot tub, tiki bar, and fitness center. water for 3 full days, all free. Why is the Kona Kai giving you a 3-day resort lifestyle vacation for free? Simple. They figure once you've experienced this amazing marina and resort, you'll want to move your boat there. Restrictions apply, subject to availability, so don't wait. Call Dock Master Adam at 619-224-7547 now and reserve your free 3-day stay at the Kona Kai Marina for your boat, including full use of the Kona Kai Resort and a $50 resort credit. No strings attached, no seminar to attend. Just come and enjoy. Call Adam at 619-224-7547. Check KonaKaiMarina.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these 4 questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.